It can be tough for some veterans to adjust to civilian life after the military. For some, it can be really tough. They may find themselves in courts charged with crimes like drug possession and assault. For our series Off the Base, WSF's Bobby O'Brien takes you to the Veterans Treatment Courts, which is meant to be an alternative to criminal prosecution in Hillsborough County. It's been operating for 2 years and with no state money.
14 years to the day, to the very minute of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Circuit Judge Greg Holder presides over Hillsborough's Veterans Treatment Court.
It's 8:46. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. This is Patriot Day, a day of remembrance.
In addition to his regular felony court duties, every 2 weeks, Judge Holder holds court for veterans charged with misdemeanors and third-degree felonies. But this day is special.
Each of you here today in our Veterans Treatment Court have answered the call of your great nation. Many of us have served. I know my son just sent me a photo from some undisclosed location in the Middle East with the American flag inside his C-17 jet.
After mention of his son, Holder himself, a 29-year Air Force veteran, calls for a moment of silence and then resumes hearing the docket of 44 veterans' cases.
Mr. Brown, what can we do for you, sir?
They've been doing everything they can, sir.
What says the mentor?
He said it all, Your Honor. He said it all.
Each veteran accepted into the court is assigned a military mentor. Many are veterans, some still active duty, but they all answer to retired Army Colonel D.J. Reyes, the first mentor volunteer who has overseen the program from its beginning.
It's been grassroots type of campaigning on my part because I have no money, I have no funding, I have nothing except me, my time, and my energy. And we are now at 34.
Hillsborough is one of 23 veteran treatment courts in Florida. 9 get funding from the state. Hillsborough is not one of them. But other counties like Pinellas and Pasco receive state money, anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000. Holder says his chief judge plans to ask the Tampa Bay delegation for funding this year.
In defense of the legislature, though, you know, until we expanded our court, perhaps it was thought that we didn't have the need. But now that it's expanded to include felonies, now that we have over 50 defendants, men and women, in Veterans Court, that need exists.
We did this within our resources of our offices. Our bosses committed these resources for this court to work.
Marie Marino from the Public Defender's Office represents many of the veterans. She says the difference in Veterans Court is that they all work as a team to get the veteran help.
Even the defense attorney is the first one saying, "You got to clean up," or "That's a violation." In a traditional courtroom, it's all about defense and mitigation. In the therapeutic court, it's about how are we going to move you forward? How are we going to get you better off than when you came in?
Just like in regular criminal court, the veterans still have to do community service hours, submit to drug tests, and report to the Department of Corrections if on probation. Assistant State Attorney Stephanie Ferlita.
The difference between Veterans Court is the defendants are here voluntarily. They want to seek treatment. They've realized they do have a problem. Most of them are embarrassed to have come into contact with the criminal justice system, and we are providing them a way to hopefully have a one-time contact with the justice system.
Ferlita and others say a growing number of veterans want into the treatment court, and they'll continue to accept qualified vets, but the earliest they can get any funding is when the legislature meets in January. State Representative Dwight Dudley from St. Petersburg believes veterans' courts should be funded throughout the state.
If people say they're patriots and they believe in the value of the service of veterans, they need to step up and put the money where their mouth is and fund the courts the way they need to be funded.
Dudley was in court representing the last defendant on Judge Holder's docket.
Any other matters to address on the record before we adjourn? Hearing none, court is adjourned. Thank you all. I think we've done some good work on this Patriot Day.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.